scout for the Arizona Coyotes and 1,200-plus games in the NHL, joins us now, Brian Rolston on Brady and Walker. Thanks for making time for us. We appreciate it.
No problem. My pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about your team out of the gate. There's been some up-and-down results. There are nights when I watch Arizona and I say all the right things are in place, and there's other nights where, and a lot of teams get this early in the season, young teams, Brian, get this early in the season, where they're real good one night and not so much a couple nights later. What have been your thoughts?
Well, I think that, the structure has to be built into the team, and it takes time. You see teams early in the season either do real well right out of the gate, and you're like, man, this team's for real, and then about 20 games in, it's not there. So I think it takes time, and, I like to look at about the 20-game mark to see where everybody's at, to see if that structure is there for the long haul, because it is a marathon, not a sprint, that's for sure.
Congratulations on the new gig, of course, with the Arizona Coyotes. I know we had Steve Sullivan on a while ago, and he is new to the organization as well. Just describe your role and what led to it.
Well, Darcy Regier went into Arizona, and my brother was a part of that, and also, they brought me aboard to help. We're basically trying to start something a little different, charting details of players, and it, with the technology age that we have now, it makes it a lot easier to watch players and that you don't have to be at every game. You can obviously watch players through a lot of great systems that are out there for the NHL.
Was that harder for you as a player to sort of, you seem like a real student of the game, and you were as a player. Was it harder starting your career in the mid-90s, early 2000s, to, you knew who was good and who wasn't, but even just seeing proper video and having plays broken down before games, it's such a treadmill you guys get on when the season starts to find all the time to do that.
Yeah, it is, but none of that existed, and we see the technology age, it's going to start taking over sports. I mean, not that it hasn't already, but as far as analytics and charting players and where they are with their details of the game, it's just, I think it's going to get more so, and video, assistant coaches are married to the video, and I think the scouts are going to start going in that same direction.
Brian Rolston, our guest on Brady and Walker. The Western, do you delineate at all between why the Western Conference is what it is and why the East is what it is? Sometimes we try and guess trends and we say, hey, players now want to play in warm weather, a lot of newer arenas. The free agents do seem to stay out there where they may leave some Eastern teams, like, say, Zach Parise going West. Do you have your finger on the pulse at all as to why the West just has been the superior conference for a good amount of years now?
Yeah, that's a good question. You have to give credit to the organizations that have brought in draft picks, that have built within, that make the right moves at the right times, like L.A. has. You have a guy like Getzlaff in your system and Perry, for as long as you have them in there, it's a pretty good 1-2 punch to have for the long haul. And then they add pieces like Kessler and, you just see these teams doing the right things all the time and obviously continue to develop their younger players so that those younger players can play a big part in their organization. These days you really have to bring up your young players and develop them and give them the tools needed to make your team stronger.
I wanted to ask about this year's Hall of Fame class and maybe a couple of memories you had, Brian. You had very interesting interactions with all these guys. Of course, you would have played with Modano on national teams. You played with Peter Forsberg at one point in your career. You played under Pat Burns in Boston. And I think you missed Rob Blake in Colorado, but obviously you would have had just a ton of battles. Just your thoughts on this group.
Well, I went into Boston with Pat, and Pat was great. He was a great coach and obviously won Stanley Cups, and it was a sad day, obviously, the passing of Pat. But anyway, couldn't be a more deserving guy to go into the Hall. And I think he touched a lot of hockey players. He was a tough coach, but he knew the game well. He came from that defensive kind of system, and kind of implemented that, and I think that's why he fit in so well in New Jersey. As far as Rob Blake, I mean, that guy speaks for himself. He was a tremendous player, played a lot of games against him. He was a feared defenseman. He could hit you. He could make a play up ice. He was good on the power play. He was a full package and an unbelievable guy, too. And Forsberg, I mean, you know, I was only in Colorado for about 3 months at the time. But to go in and watch that kid play, he was amazing. He did things. He could have been in a league above the National Hockey League. You know, you play with a handful of guys that you say, geez, they could play in another league, you know, because they're so good. And he was one of those guys. And not only was he good with his hands, he was tough. You know, played in an era that was very difficult to play in, a very physical, you know, clutch and grab kind of era. And, you know, if he came along today in this era, I think he would even be, you know, a better player if that's possible.